Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
I'm sold out.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Christ in who?
In you.
Hello? In who?
Kuban.
In who?
Kuban.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Someone say he is in me.
Uguwe.
Hallelujah. Okay, finish it off.
Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. When I remember, when I remember what the Lord has done, I will go back anymore. No, 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 no. Riba shandere busia barabazo kudubo shikabayaka. I will never, I will never go back. You alone are our God. We will never go back. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, I began to teach you that Christ is living in you. Hallelujah. Not that he will live in you. He's already living in you. That is, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, who came to this earth to die for our sins. If you believe, he is in you. And in the book of John, he promised that he will be in us forever. And he will be with us forever. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. He will never leave us. He will never leave us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can I teach you about the presence of God?
David
said, where can I go to hide from the presence of God, from the Spirit of God? In other words, God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Even where they are contemplating a crime right now, where they are discussing to kill somebody, to rob somebody, His presence is there. In the church today, His presence is here. But God,
God in course,
how can you be there where people are planning a crime and are doing evil? Even though He is everywhere, He doesn't manifest everywhere. You didn't hear what I said. Even though He is everywhere, He doesn't manifest everywhere. Alright, you don't understand. Godfrey, please come quickly. Aaron, come quickly.
My brother Sondela now.
One of you stand there, one of you stand there. Stand and face the congregation. Me, look at me. I'm the presence of God. I'm the Holy Spirit. This is a brother. This is a brother. Now, I'm everywhere. I'm with him. And I'm where he is also. Now, between you, who loves God and who doesn't love God? Okay, he answered first. So this is a believer that loves the Lord. Just lift up your hands to show that you are worshiping Him. Closing your eyes. And him. Ah, yo.
We are jive. We are groove.
So me, I'm the presence of God. The presence of God will tend to be attracted to where it is longed for. Even though He is here also, but He will not experience His presence and He will not show Himself, because there's no hunger, there's no desire, there's no longing. But where there's a hunger, where there's a desire, where there's a longing, the chances of him experiencing God are higher than here. So even though God is everywhere, those who experience him are those who are looking for him. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, brothers. God bless you. So you may be a believer, but you don't, Lord, and therefore you will not experience him. And there may be somebody else every morning. Oh Lord, I long for you. Do you know what David said? He said, I don't have anybody on the earth but you. He said, even in heaven, I don't have anybody but you. Listen to the heart. That's why God said, I have found a man who is after my heart. May you be after God's heart in the name of Jesus. And may the presence of God be in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for the Lord. Right, so he is in you. He is with you. How you experience him is dependent on you. Do you want to meet him? Are you longing for him? Are you thirsting for him? Are you searching for him? Once you have a heart that is hungry, that is thirsting, then you will encounter him. Then you will meet him. Then you will know that God is your God and he is with you and he loves you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I began to teach you that it is good that Christ is in us. But the Apostle Paul begins to tell us that this Christ who is in us, we must walk in him. In other words, the Lord Jesus must be more visible in our lives than we are. Some of us, we have Jesus in us, but he is not visible. One man of God called Reinhard Bonnke, he made up a parable. A story. He made up a story.
Yenza story, yenza indaba.
Ingalekwane.
Inganekwane.
And he said,
yathi,
a certain young man
enye indoda encane
bought a big house.
Yathenga indlu enkulu.
With 10 rooms.
Enama room ayi 10.
Ask your neighbor, say, how many rooms in your house?
Mangaka makamela endlini yakho.
This guy had 10
endoda elishumi
rooms in his house.
Amakamela.
5 on the lower floor,
I 5 pants.
5 on the above floor,
I 5 phezulu.
And as he was happy with his new house,
nendlu yayentsha,
he suddenly heard a knock.
Yezwa unqonqotho. Go 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 go.
When he went and opened the door,
iyayivula umnyango.
Guess who it was?
Qagela kwakuba.
It was Jesus.
Kwaku Jesu.
He was so happy to see the Lord Jesus. Come in, Lord. Come in, Lord. And he took him in a tour of his house. And he said, Lord, I'm going to give you the best room in the house. It's going to be your room. And the Lord, the gentleman that he is, he said, thank you, my son. And he went into the room that was given to him. Night time and morning came. In the morning, the young man went and he opened the door. Guess who it was? Diablos. Satan himself. When he was about to close the door, Satan had already put his foot inside and he went into the house. And they began to fight. And they began to fight. And this guy was trying to push Satan out of his house. And they would fight. The whole day, Satan would be tempting him, trying to cause him to fall into sin. And they were fighting the whole day. And towards the evening, the guy finally managed to kick out Satan. And as he was there, he
said,
tired,
ikhathele,
said, hey, Jesus, is in the house. Didn't he hear the commotion? Didn't he hear the fight? So he marched upstairs, angry. And he went into that room. And he said, Lord, didn't you hear the fighting the whole day? And the Lord said, my son, out of this beautiful home, with all the rooms that are here, I'm only in charge of one.
ngikhona kwelodwa.
And the man said, oh,
wathi inkosi,
I understand.
Sengiyaqonda.
Said, okay, Lord, let's make a deal.
Yathi, okay, inkosi, ithi senze
i-deal. Upstairs is yours.
Upstairs yonke eyakho.
Downstairs is mine.
Phansi konke okwami.
And Jesus said, thank you, my son.
Inkosi, ngiyabonga ntodana.
And they went to sleep.
Bahamba bayolala.
The next morning,
ngakusasa futhi qoqo.
Now the man was afraid.
Indoda siyesaba.
It might be Satan again.
Kungaba uSathane futhi.
But then he thought to himself,
kodwa ngabe itshela.
What if it's a neighbor?
Mangabe kumakhelwane.
And he said, I'll just open it a little bit.
Ngathi ngizovula kancane.
To check who it is.
Popolo.
If it is Satan, I'll quickly close the door.
Ushanga ngokuvalela.
So he went.
Yaya.
And he opened the door a little bit.
Yavula kancane.
Before he could even check. Satan had already put his foot.
Fakile unyawo.
Forced himself in the house and the fight began.
Kwasukukulo.
The whole day.
Ilanga lonke.
Temptations.
Kuliwa.
The whole day.
Ilanga lonke.
Fighting.
Kuliwa.
With the devil.
No Satan.
Are you still here?
Nisekhona.
Or you've gone home?
Noma naye ekhaya.
And so they fought.
Balwa balwa.
Towards the evening,
kwaze kwafika ubusuku.
The young man finally managed to kick Satan out of his house. There he was sitting and tired,
futhi khathele,
sweating,
ijulukile. Yathi, "Hey,
can I Jesus is in the house.
UJesu konje ukhona la endlini.
And I've even given him half of my house.
Kaze futhi ngize ngamnika no half wendlu.
Why doesn't he help me?
Why engancedi manje ke?
So he marched upstairs.
Aphinde wabuyela.
And he said, Lord,
wathi inkosi,
I've given you half my house.
Ngine half wonke.
And I was fighting the enemy.
Ngilwa lapha ngesi.
The whole day.
Langa lonke.
And he wouldn't help me.
Yena akazi ungcede.
The Lord said, my son,
yathi inkosi ntodana yami,
out of your beautiful home,
endlini yakho enhle,
with 10 nice rooms,
namakamela ayi-2,
I'm only in charge of upstairs.
Mina ngivumeleke phezulu.
And the man said, oh Lord,
yathi ntodawo inkosi,
I see my mistake.
Sengiyabona iphutha lami.
Now I know what to do.
Manje ngiyazi kumele ngenzeni.
He went downstairs.
Waya downstairs.
Took the keys.
Wathatha amakey.
And gave them to Jesus.
Wanika uJesu.
And he said, from today,
wathi kusukela namhlanje,
the house is yours.
Yonke le ndlu yeyakho.
You are no longer living in my house.
Awusahlala endlini.
But I am living in your house.
Kodwa mina sengihlala endlini yakho.
And the Lord said, my son, thank you.
Ndodana yami ngiyabonga.
Hey. The next morning,
ngobusuku obulandelayo,
that guy doesn't get tired.
Le ndoda ayikhathali.
Now this young man was afraid.
He
said, I'm sure it's Satan again. And as he was contemplating, should I go open? Should I? He suddenly heard footsteps coming down from upstairs. And as the Lord was coming down, he said, oh, the house is no longer mine. It's the owner that must open the door. When Jesus went to the door, he didn't like open slowly. He opened it wide. And when Satan saw Jesus, oh, sorry, wrong number. Put your hands together for Jesus. So my whole teaching is this story, where you have to hand over to Jesus. Where it is him who is living now
noma kuyena ophilayo manje
and no longer you
akungabe wena.
So I'm busy teaching you
ngilokho ngufundisa
on the process
endleleni
that needs to take place
lapho kuzofika khona
where over time
lapho kuzoba nesikhathi khona
it will be less of you
kuzoba ncane kuwena
and more of Jesus
vele kuyena.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So I began to tell you Colossians
tshela kwabase Colossians
chapter 2 and verse 6
kuverse 6
the Bible says
iBhayibheli lathi
now that you have received Christ
manje ngokuba umwekele uNkulunkulu
walk ye in him
ba ukuye.
And I told you that walk ye in him
tshela ngathi ukuhamba kuye
means to follow him. Someone say follow Jesus. And And I told you that following is by choice. Koketo, it's by choice. Jesus never forces himself. Remember one day? He was praying for the sick. The Bible says 3 days and three nights he was praying for sick people, and anybody who came would be healed. And so Jesus said to them, go out to the sea and I'll catch up with you. Do you remember the story? And it became evening, and while they were in the sea, in the boat, they suddenly saw a man walking on water.
Ish,
our Jesus. And the Bible says, he walked as though he was going past. See, that's what Jesus does. Even if he would come from heaven and his plan is to come to Nompumelelo, he will walk as though he is not coming to heaven. And she must say, oh Lord. Then say, ah, I have come to you. You need to long for him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So it's not by force. It's by choice. You must long for him. You must want to follow him. And I told you that following is you opening your life to allow him to begin to work. You and I sitting here, you know that like that man in that story, we've only given Jesus one or two roots. We are afraid to give him the other rooms, because in the other rooms he will see things he mustn't see. Kwaphela amen esonto. He'll do what?
Uzobonani.
He'll do what?
Uzokwenzani.
Can you ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, are you in church or you've gone home? I said, Jesus will do what? He will see things he mustn't see. He will see that in one room there's Susan. The other room there's a
Rose.
And so on and so forth. So you give him the cleanest one. You don't want to show him that. He will find music that is very worrisome for a Christian. He will find friends that are problematic. I feel arrows. Should I preach? We know that there are areas that are not correct in our lives. So when you follow him, you are saying, Lord, every room is open. I'm a smoker, help me. I'm a drunkard, help me. I'm tired of hiding. Work in me. Change my life. I want to be like you. That's what following means. Opening up. You remember Adam and Eve? Their whole lives were open to the Lord. The Bible says they were both naked and they were not ashamed. Then one day, Diablos came and visited the woman. To cut the long story short, they both fell into sin. Now, from that time onwards, suddenly there were areas of their lives that they didn't want God to see. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. And the Bible says that they hid themselves from the Lord. All of a sudden, there was an area in their lives that was a no-go zone for God. Am I preaching or? So you have to open up. As you are. Some people make the mistake to say, Lord, wait for me. Let me go fix my life. Let me go divorce my friends. Let me stop doing those things. Then I will come back to you. My brother, my sister, you are lying to yourself. It has been 2 years. It has been 5 years. And the Lord is still waiting. Just open yourself up to Jesus. That here I am. This is my life. These are my problems. Do you still love me? And Jesus promised us. Said anybody who comes to me, I will never. In the King James it says, I will in no wise chase him away. He likes you just as you are. I think he likes the process of fixing us. Fixing us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, for a very short time, I
want
to continue on what I began last week about perfection. Come with me to the book of Matthew chapter 19. Lezo Riza de Brozeva Koparika Dovodus. Rezabo de Kebrozeva Kojiba Kazaya. Nambronde Kebashe Kabala Kadus. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 19, reading from verse 16.
Matthew
chapter 19
and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
He said to him, Which ones? Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The young man said to him, All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when
someone said, but I wish the story didn't have a but.
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said last week, you can be born again just like this young man. He believed in God. He was a child of God. He lived a life that was good. You may be a good Christian, but you may, even though you are good, you may not be perfect. In other words, in our walk with God, there are levels. Someone say levels. Now in the book of Romans, chapter 12, quickly read for me verse 2. Quickly, my time is running out fast. You look like you are ready to sing for me. Yes, started from verse 1.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world.
Do not be conformed to this world.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
That you may prove what is that good. Someone say level 1. And acceptable. Level 2. And perfect. Level 3. Perfect will of God. So there is a good will of God. There is an acceptable will of God. And there is a perfect will of God. And we are chasing perfection. We want to be perfect. So this young man went to Jesus and said, what is that good that I can do to enter into eternal life? In other words, the good will of God has to do with you being born again, being a child of God, coming to church, reading your Bible, praying, living by the word. That is the good will of God. It is good. He's happy with it. He wants you to be born again. But there is a higher level. How many want the higher level? I like this young man. Jesus said to him, if you want to enter into life, follow the commandments. And the young man said, which ones? And Jesus began to list them. Then the young man said, from when I was a young boy, I was living following these things. In other words, so the young man said, is there anything else? Is there more? When you read the same story from the book of Luke, the Bible says, and Jesus loved him. In other words, he liked the question. He liked the fact that the young man wanted more. Many Christians don't want more anymore. Many Christians are just happy with sitting on the chair on Sunday and going home and staying home for the next week and coming back on Sunday again and sit and go back and just do that thing over and over and over again. Someone who wants to be perfect is someone who wants more. Someone say more. Are you not tired of the same thing over and over again? You come to church, you sit in the chair, you say a few amens, you say a few hallelujahs, and you go home again and nothing has changed. There's no new thing in your walk with God. There's no new revelation. There's no life. Your prayer life is not changing. Somebody say, I want more. The young man said, is there anything else? Because I'm fulfilling the goodwill of God. I'm reading my Bible. I'm living a good life. But I'm hungry for more. I want more, Lord. I want more, Lord. I want more, Lord. Want more, Lord. There must be more. And I'm sure Jesus smiled.
Say,
my son, there is more. If you want to be perfect, there is a price. If you want more, go back home. Take everything you have and sell it and give to the poor. Then come and follow me. Then you will enter a new realm of your walk with God. Then there is something called the acceptable will of God. What is the acceptable will of God? It's something that God accepts. Not because it's the best, but it's because it's what you know. This young man, when he grew up, his family taught him to follow the commandments of God, to live by them. And this young man followed the teachings of his parents and walked by them year after year. And he was profitable in it, because the Bible says he was a young rich man. But unfortunately, that was all he knew. Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5 and verse 12. I need you to move in the speed of light. 5 verse 12.
Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first.
Can you read it again? Let's wait for everybody to get there. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12.
Chapter 5.
If the Bible you are holding is yours, please underline that scripture. Highlight it. Do something so that it will not run away. Are we all there now? Yes, ma'am.
For though by this time you ought to
be. By this time. Someone said, by this time. What must happen by this time?
You ought to be teachers.
By this time, you are supposed to be a teacher.
You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God.
My God.
And you have come to need milk and not solid food.
Somebody say by this time.
By this time.
Some of us sitting here.
Abanye
bethu bahleli lapha. In 1992. Somebody came to preach to you.
Weza wazoshumayela omunye kuwe.
And open for you John chapter 3 verse 16 and said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son to come and die for you, and if you believe in Jesus you will have eternal life. Since 1992, that is the only light you have. Hello? You don't know anything else in the Bible. What does the Bible say about marriage? What does the Bible say about raising children? What does the Bible say about education? What does the Bible say about your work life? What does the Bible say about you and church? All you know is John chapter 3.
John chapter 3.
Verse 16. John 14. Verse 1.
And it was nang a suit.
If we say it in English,
English when
I eat The problem with this young man is that he was only living with the light that he had when he was young. The light was not growing. For when, for the time, you ought to be teachers, it means that your light must grow. Hello? It must grow. It is wrong as a believer that your light is not growing. It's wrong. That's why you are struggling. You love God, but you are struggling. The light is not growing. A prophet called Samuel,
a prophet obizwa ngo Samuel,
almost had the same problem. His mother couldn't have children. So the mother made a deal with God. Because in those days, God didn't have a prophet. And the mother said to God, I think her name was Hannah. She said to God, I need a son. You need a prophet. If you give me a son, I will give him back to you. So God said it's a good deal. And the woman suddenly became pregnant. And she gave birth to her son. When the son was of age, he took the son to the church. And Samuel, from when he was a young boy, he grew up in the church, serving. He was an usher in the church. He was cleaning the church. He was getting the church ready for everything. He lived there. It was his life. That's all he knew. But he didn't know God. His light was not growing. There are many believers in the church. I'm not talking about outside. In the church, they don't know God. Their light is not growing. Year after year. Can you push your neighbor and say, in this church, sleeping is illegal? It's illegal. I see you sleeping one more time. It won't be nice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then one day,
ngelinyilanga,
Samuel was sleeping.
Samuel walele.
Then he heard a voice. And the voice said, Samuel.
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 And the young man jumped up. And he went to his pastor.
He
said,
Pastor,
you are calling me. The pastor said, no.
Pastor wati cha.
I never called you. Go back to sleep. And he went to sleep.
Wahamba yola.
A second time.
Okwesibili.
He had Samuel.
Samuel.
He ran to his father.
Wagijima wayakubaba.
To his pastor.
Kupastor wakhe.
He said, "Yes, you are calling me."
Uyangibiza.
The pastor said, "No."
Wathi cha.
Go back to sleep.
Buyele kulaleni.
The third time.
Okwesithathu.
The voice came.
Izwi labuya.
Samuel.
Lathi Samuel.
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 The man jumped up.
Indoda yaqhuma futhi.
Ran to his pastor again.
Yabamba upastor wayo futhi.
And the pastor realized.
Wathi upastor yini.
That this young man.
Indoda encane.
Is hearing the voice of God.
Izwa ivuyizwi likaNkuluNkulunkulu.
And he said, next time you hear the voice.
Inyilanga mawuzwa lelizwi.
Answer like this.
Uphendule uthi.
Say yes, Lord.
Yebo Nkosi.
Your servant is listening.
Inango ngilalele.
And so Samuel went back to sleep.
Samuel wabuyela
wena. Was lying down.
Elele pa.
He had that voice again.
Samuel.
Samuel. And he said, "Yes, Lord."
Yebo Nkosi.
Thy servant is listening.
Inkosi inciku
yakhe. That was the beginning of his relationship with God. From that time, his light started growing.
Kwaqala ukukhula.
And many believers,
amakholwa amaningi,
their light
ukukhanya kwabo
is not growing.
Akukhuli.
You've been an usher in this church.
We usher kuleli ibandla.
You know, my father in the Lord,
uyababa zala wami,
Bishop Doug Hewitt Mills, he always said,
wake wathi,
you mustn't be happy just being an usher in the church.
Lelo kuba usher esontweni.
Don't be happy just to be in the praise
and worship.
Don't be happy just to play the keyboard. You must want more. Someone say, I want more. Why don't you have a desire to preach? Why don't you have a desire to win souls? Why don't you have a desire for God to use you to transform lives? There is more.
Kuningi okukhona okuningi.
Tell them say there is more.
Bakhelwane ukuthi kuningi.
You know, Mam Ruti.
Uyazi mama mfundisi.
When we were at the funeral yesterday.
Masisemncwabeni izolo.
When we left.
Masihamba.
One of the people who we went with.
Omunye sisihambe naye.
She said, "Pastor,
wathi Baba,
what's going to happen for the rest of today?"
Izokwenzakala nikusukela namhlanje.
So I said to her,
ngathi kuyena,
there's going to be ministries.
Siya emkonzweni.
Then there's going to be outreach.
Sizophuma shuma.
Then there's going to be prayer afterwards.
Kuzoba nemthandazo futhi.
After the funeral.
Emva kwefuneral.
So the person said to me,
wathi umuntu kimi,
you know, Pastor,
uyazi pastor,
when I was at the funeral,
ngise funeral,
when I was looking at all the people,
ngibuka bonke abantu ababekho,
my heart was broken.
Inhliziyo yami ibiphukile.
Do they know Jesus?
Ziyabazi no Jesu.
You see, this person,
ngathi lo muntu,
it's not just a praise and worship. It's not just a keyboard. It's not just an
usher.
But they want more.
God ufuna okuningi. Waphela amen.
You don't like what I'm saying.
Awuthandi lokho engushoyo.
They want more.
Bafuna ukuningi.
Someone say, I want more.
Omunye akathi ufuna ukuningi.
I decree in the name of Jesus. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that you will no longer be a bench warmer. You will no longer be a chairperson in the church. You don't understand what I mean. You just come and sit on our chair, warming it and going home. Those days are over in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I want more. Someone say, I'm tired of being a chairperson.
Chairperson.
I used to be an usher, Mom Ruthie. In our church, we used to wear a black suit and a yellow tie. And my church was 15 kilometers away from where I lived. And some days I wouldn't have money to catch a taxi to church. And I'll wear my black suit and my yellow tie. And I'll carry my Bible.
Touch it by bed lamb.
Borrow me your Bible.
By bed lamb.
In Afrikaans, they say trek.
In Afrikaans, about it, correct.
Trek.
Trek.
What does trek mean?
We should turn it trek.
Huh? Uh-huh.
Go.
Huh?
Go.
To walk.
Walk.
It means what? Yeah, I'm talking to Omar. Are you Omar? You? Huh? Huh? You don't understand. What betiken trek? A trek. Omar, can you see a trek? What betiken? A gloop.
Hey, nyahamba.
So I began to trek.
Ngaling hambe.
Gloop. Fine. You want to use loop. A loop.
Loop.
And I used to leave my house at 3 p.m.
Then suga in number 3.
And our service used to start at 6.
In service we call on 6.
And I walk.
Then hamba.
As an usher.
No ash.
With my Bible.
The Bible lamb.
I walk.
Hamba.
And I walk.
Hamba.
4 o'clock, I'm still walking.
4 o'clock in Sahamba.
5 o'clock.
5.
And around 6.
No 6.
I'll get to church.
Senyafika.
Now why?
Why?
Would I walk all this distance?
Ukuba ngihambe yonke indlela engaka.
Because I want more.
Ngoba ngifuna ukuningi.
I want more.
Ngifuna ukuningi.
I'm hungry for more.
Ngilambile, ngilambele ukuningi.
So I walk.
Ngiyahamba.
Had no problem.
Anginankinga.
Sometimes I'll check and say, I only have money for one trip. I say, fine, I will walk and I will catch a taxi back. Because I used to come back home very late. Around midnight, 1 a.m. Not coming from dancing. Coming from church. Kilometers of walking.
Kilometer 15 in Wahamba.
Try it one day. You walk. Eh? Not even kilometer is too far.
Kilometer.
A few meters. I wanted more to Melo. I was hungry for more. Until one day. My life was changed. For the first time in my life, I heard the voice of Jesus speaking in my ear. And he said, from today, you have begun seeking me. All these other days, you are not seeking me. I said,
how?
I had been going to church for years. My grandfather was a pastor. In my grandfather's house, there was a bell. So my job, every Sunday morning, he would give me the bell. And I'll go around, kicking, kicking. Nobody can sleep. They know it's time to get ready to go to church. I grew up in that type of house. But the Lord said to me,
God,
all this time, you've not been searching for me. Only now,
you're
beginning to search for me. For the first time. Godfrey, to my shock, I suddenly realized that I don't know God. That was the beginning of my light. I realized I don't know him. I remember praying to him. I said, Lord, all these years, I thought I knew you. But I just realized that I don't know you. So my heart started searching. Who is this God? I started reading my Bible. And I read. I used to read like a crazy man. I wake up in the morning, open my Bible. From the morning until it's time for me to go to church. The only reason I would leave my room was when the toilet is calling me. I'll come back. And my light was growing. Your light must grow. So that you can move from the good to the acceptable to the perfect. If your light is not growing, you can't progress. Your light must grow. Put your hands together well for Jesus. All I'm trying to say is that your light must grow. Don't be in the same level you've always been. Sometimes I'll be reading my Bible, and it will be dry, Do you understand when I'm saying it's dry? I will read, and I don't, nothing, empty. I'll put it down. I will cry. I say, Lord, speak to me. Show me something. I want more. Then I'll pick it up again. And then I'll begin to see. Then I'll begin wrestling with God. But Lord, this doesn't make sense. What does it mean? And we'll be wrestling with Him. Sometimes when I read the Bible, I feel like I'm dumb. Like I'm stupid. Like I don't understand. And I'll be wrestling. And all of a sudden, light will shine. When that light hits you, you can never be the same again. Put your hands together for Jesus, somebody. So in our pursuit for perfection, being like Jesus, our light must grow. You cannot be perfect if you are living in the old same light. The scriptures you knew 5 years ago are the only scriptures you know. You still understand them the way you understood them 5 years ago. There's no new revelation. It's still the same. Hello?
Yeah.
It's still the same.
Usafana.
You've been an usher for 5 years, 10 years. You are not progressing. You are not becoming a preacher. You are not going deeper into the word. Let me show you one scripture, then we close. Acts chapter 1.
Izenzo.
Ngimbonegi eguquli biloya. Ngimbonegi. Praise and worship, you can go. I'm finishing. Ngimbonegi. Ngimbonegi Read it for me quickly. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hello? Sound.
Acts chapter 1 and verse
8. Mm-hmm.
But you shall receive power.
But you shall receive power.
When the Holy Spirit has come upon
you. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
And you shall be witnesses to me.
You see, when the Holy Spirit comes, He doesn't come and then you sit down. When He comes,
Mayeza,
you become a witness.
Ubabuthakathaka.
Ye shall receive power.
Uzowathola amandla.
After that, the Holy Ghost
andukuba umoya ingcwele
has come upon you.
Esefikile kuwe.
And He shall be what?
And uzoba yini?
Witnesses to me.
Ufakazi kuwe.
When He comes,
Mayeza,
you become a preacher.
Uba umfundi.
When He comes,
Mayeza,
you want to say something.
Ufuna ukusho.
You can't keep it to yourself.
Awukhona ukuvalela.
You need to tell somebody about Jesus. You need to tell somebody about the light that is in you.
Okukuwe.
You can't keep it to yourself.
Ngeke uzokufihle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, may my light grow.
Ukhanya makukhulu.
May my light grow.
Ukhanya makukhulu.
May my light grow.
Ukhanya makukhulu.
In Jesus' name.
Igama lenkosi yethu.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet.
Come on, say it.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.